With Montana news, I'm Megan Myskowski. Montana's Libertarian Party is starting its 2020 election planning this weekend with a convention. Theirs is in Great Falls. Here's Corin Cates Carney.
Montanans have never elected a Libertarian to a legislative or statewide public office. Montana Libertarian Party Chair Francis Wendt says for that to change, Libertarians need to borrow some tactics from Republicans and Democrats and start marketing themselves as a dependable political party.
It is a marketing technique that has been monopolized by two different organizations because that's what they are. They're run like businesses and their job is to earn votes. So we're trying to structure ourselves a little bit more like a business and gain some credibility.
He says Libertarian's streak of individualism has hurt the party's ability to gain traction in Montana politics, and the party will work on its cohesion leading up to 2020. The party hasn't developed a statewide platform for its candidates yet, but Wendt says the Libertarians will likely back issues like
industrialized hemp in eastern Montana. It's working to try and reduce the tax burden that every Montanan is suffering under and the property tax, and look at other structures that we can generate revenue, be it tourism, be it, you know, what have you. But it's looking at ways to try and free up some of the income for everyday Montanans so that they're not living paycheck to paycheck.
Wendt expects several Libertarian candidates to announce legislative and statewide campaigns during the convention this weekend. He says about a dozen people have registered for the convention, and a dozen more may show up. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.